This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 6 July 2018. Well, let's just talk about the stock market for a bit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above its 200-day moving average on Thursday, and the S&P was regaining its 50-day moving average. The Russell 2000 and NASDAQ 100 were leading the market higher, with semiconductor issues bouncing off their 200-day moving average, and healthcare looked to be doing well. And as we close out the week, the healthcare spider achieved a bullish breakout. Biotech iShares have reached their highest level in 6 months, and stocks are ending the week on a very strong note. So let's run down the resource sector and see where we are so far this year. Year-to-date, aluminum's off about 3%. Cobalt, although it's getting a lot of press, is only up 3% for the year. Copper's off 7% for the year. Lead off 2.5% for the year. Molybdenum is up 62.5% for the year. A bit of a surprise. Nickel is up about 22%. Tin is basically flat. And zinc is off almost 11%. Moving to the precious metals for the year, year-to-date, gold is off 4%. Palladium is off 10%. Platinum is off 8%. And silver, high-ho silver, is off 5%. For the year thus far. Looking at the indexes, the HUI is off 9% and the XAU is off 4%. The Silver Institute put out a press release on Thursday stating that over 1.5 billion ounces of silver are forecast to be consumed in the critical green technologies through the year 2030. Out of Washington, D.C., the ongoing revolution in green technologies, driven by the exponential growth of new energy vehicles and continued investment in solar photovoltaic energy, should further boost global industrial demand for silver over the next decade and beyond. These sectors, along with silver demand in nuclear power, are explored in a new report, The Role of Silver in the Green Revolution, released today by the Silver Institute. The cost of installing and providing solar photovoltaic PV systems has fallen rapidly relative to other electrical energy sources over the last two decades. This is expected to continue over the medium term, leading to an ever-increasing share in renewable energy generation and investment for photovoltaics, led by both macroeconomic and cost considerations, and also public policy. Silver's importance to solar energy is well documented, and the metal will continue to play a substantial role in this technology. It is estimated that roughly 820 million ounces of silver will be utilized by global solar applications through 2030. Recognizing an opportunity to curb pollution in urban areas, governments across the globe have provided financial incentives as well as new regulations that favor the development of electrical and hybrid vehicles in their broader strategies to tackle climate change. China, the largest car manufacturer in the world, is gradually moving from incentivizing consumers to buy electric vehicles to penalizing manufacturers who fail to offer those type of models. Other nations have also made longer-term commitments to electric vehicles, including Norway, Germany, India, the Netherlands, the UK, France, and seven states in the US. Spurred on by this policy support, as well as falling costs, new energy vehicles, such as battery electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids, will account for an ever-increasing proportion of global vehicle sales. A potential game changer for transportation is the use of inductively coupled power transfer technology to wireless charge vehicles using silver-plated induction coils. Through current market penetration remains low, improvements in performance and costs can open significant opportunities for wireless charger adoption in the coming years. When combined, these efforts are projected to account for approximately 725 million ounces of total silver demand through 2030. An often overlooked application for silver is nuclear power, where silver is used in combination with other metals to produce the reactor's control rods. The rod cluster control assemblies are inserted into the reactor to control the rate of fission, and as such must be made of a material that is capable of absorbing neutrons without undergoing nuclear fission itself, has a high mechanical strength, and is resistant to corrosion. One of the most common materials used is an alloy that is 80% silver, 15% indium, and 5% cadmium. Though small in terms of expected offtake at 19 million ounces of total silver demand through 2030, demand for silver in this area could rise with future growth of nuclear as nuclear reactors grow globally. This report was audited by CRU, a global commodities consulting firm. Detailed analysis behind the projections are presented in the publication, which can be downloaded. And then it states as an end here that the Silver Institute is a nonprofit international industry association headquartered in Washington, D.C., established in 1971. So I just read it. I'm not agreeing with every single thing in there, but I think you get the gist of it. Lots ahead for silver in the green arena. And this is something that's probably good news on the industrial side. Of course, demand has been waning here on the monetary side, but that may be changing here before the end of the year. We have some indicators that I'll be going over with our paid members. And let me just stop and say, for everybody that's not a free member, please go over to richesinresources.com. That's richesinresources.com. Get on our free list. You won't miss any of the podcasts, interviews, or updates that we do. We do feature a lot, especially on the weekend, to kind of get you up to speed on what's happened in the financial arena and the precious metals over the week. So further than that, I'll also remind everyone that is not a paid member that it's only $50 a month, probably less than most of you spend in Starbucks in a month, and you will get some of the best insights into the resource sector, total resource sector, not just precious metals, that you can find anywhere, especially at that price. So I'll leave it there. Make a great weekend, and we'll be back with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.